WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Don DeLillo's 1985 novel White Noise won a National Book Award. 4 years later, he won great critical acclaim for his novel Libra, which was based on the story of Lee Harvey Oswald. DeLillo's new novel, his 10th work of fiction, is called Mao Two. Book critic John Leonard has a review.
After the decade of the 80s, in which all three of his novels amazed us, from Don DeLillo in the 90s, we expect transcendence. This, of course, is unfair. Not every DeLillo needs to be a knockout. Great Jones Street and Running Dog certainly weren't. But Mao Two, so eagerly awaited, so full of lunar images, canny notions, and clever talk, fogs off. Maybe the problem is terrorism as a topic. Doris Lessing, Alberto Moravia, Mary McCarthy, Heinrich Böll, and Nadine Gordimer have all written foggy novels about it, not to mention Conrad and Malraux. DeLillo himself, the systems theorist of conspiracies, the humorist of dread, has been here before, in Players and the Names. Bill Gray in Mao Two is one of DeLillo's men in small rooms. What's different about him is that he's also a novelist. Like Salinger and Pynchon and Salman Rushdie, Bill is hiding from the world. For 23 years, he's been working on a book he refuses to publish. He's come to suspect that books in the West have lost their power. Years ago, he says, I used to think it was possible for a novelist to alter the inner life of the culture. Now bomb makers and gunmen have taken that territory. They make raids on human consciousness, what writers used to do before we were all incorporated. Bill says this to the photographer Britta, whom he summoned to New England to take his picture. Britta, with her big city European sensibility, might have been a compelling character, but she's abandoned a third of the way into the novel until she's needed again at the end to go to Beirut. Karen, also, a former Mooney who hangs around the Gray household for sex and television, might have taken over as a heroine. She understands, from the frescoes on the TV screen, our rush to death, among the believers in Mexico City or Tehran, among the martyred in Tiananmen Square, among the homeless in New York. But Karen is without volition. She needs crowds to believe for her. She's lost in the dusty light of media catastrophe, the terror, we are told, that came blowing through the fog. Bill, implausibly, must leave New England for London, and London for Athens, and Athens for Beirut, to seek the release of a young Swiss poet held hostage by a terrorist faction nobody's ever heard of before. It's not just terrorists who've taken over. It's crowds, and the images of those crowds on television and in pop art, like silkscreen Andy Warhol's, a Maoist mass of victims, a genocide. And so the isolation of the artist, the isolation of the hostage, meets the 20th century mass mind, the 20th century collective death. A grand theme, no question. And along the way, we get some of the cerebral fireworks we've come to expect from DeLillo, the odd music of his eccentric spheres, his cantatas of the damned. But Bill Gray isn't up to the symbolic weight. When you inflict punishment on someone who is not guilty, he says, when you fill rooms with innocent victims, you begin to empty the world of meaning. A writer creates character as a way to reveal consciousness, increase the flow of meaning. This is how we reply to power and beat back our fear. By extending the pitch of consciousness and human possibility, this poet you've snatched, his detention drains the world of one more thimble of meaning. Well, I believe these words. It's Bill on his way to Beirut I don't believe, nor the Swiss poet, far too sketchily imagined, nor this novel, more willed than realized, a silk screen, a sculptured object, nerveless brain.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Don DeLillo's new novel, Mao Two. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.